What is up? Hot start. What is up, Boiler Nation? As you can tell, it's been a little while, but we are back with a season opening Jeopardy game, we'll call it, to kick off the 2026-2027 Boiler Breakdown podcast for Purdue football and Purdue basketball. We'll be focusing on just Purdue football tonight for this Jeopardy game, but full crew in the house. I'm Tanner Lee, Evan Webb, Aaron Lynch, my co-host, like always, in the house. Fellas, it's been a little while.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute. What, since basketball lost to Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah, 'cause we didn't really do – we maybe plan on doing stuff over the summer, like with transfer portal, and we just never did.
Like always. Always plan on doing something that doesn't come to fruition.
Yeah.
It's not been that long. It's only been 5 months, but this is what I've been dreading. Not gonna lie.
So I mean, you don't have Purdue going starting off with a 4-0 start or anything there.
No.
We'll get your thoughts next week.
So yeah. I've got questions related to that. I've got some questions for you guys.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
I'll say I'm excited for next Friday at 6 p.m. Central Time, but don't know about the afterwards.
That's fair. That's fair. I don't know about you guys. Maybe it's just getting older, but it feels like every off season just goes on longer and longer every year. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, no.
Yeah, it's the routine of every.
Oh, really? Yeah. This felt like it flew by. I mean,
I wish it did.
It's going to be crazy that probably Brady Allen's starting next week just for the wrong team.
Is he starting?
I haven't read anything yet out of there, like who's the starters out of ISU at this point, but
I think it does help that the transfer portal and everything is just nonstop, so it kind of helps you stay engaged, whereas previously it was like you knew who was on the team in March, essentially.
You don't know who's on the team yet because guys are coming back from NFL training camp.
Not anymore.
The SEC said no. Yep. So,
man,
it's let's just change the rules every single day. That's what we're doing right now. We're just creating rules on the fly.
Because I, you know, the team down south would love to have Mendoza back for another year, probably.
I'm sure they would. All right, but you boys ready to get into some Boiler Breakdown Jeopardy?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's do one of these. I'm not blocking Webby's face. Got to change a few things up here. Share screen. I really hope all this works because I put a lot of hard work into it. All right.
This is great audio content.
Yeah, it is.
I see a spinning wheel. We got progress. There we go.
All right.
Should say, just for the listeners at home, is there a regular Jeopardy round and a double Jeopardy round?
No double Jeopardy. There is final Jeopardy. You'll see there'll be six categories, five questions for each category. You'll see here in a second.
Ooh, we got some animations too, man. This is high-tech stuff. Ooh, we got some.
Yeah, so we got 200 values, 400, 600, 800, and 1,000. Especially for the audio listeners, both Evan and Aaron downloaded an app. I asked them to, a buzzer app. It's free, has a million ads on it. Evan's going with a normal buzzer sound, and Aaron's got like a train sound. So normal Jeopardy rules, one person answers, buzzes in at a time, or nobody. You get dollar values for the correct answer. You subtract dollar values for the wrong answers. So, like I said, normal Jeopardy, there's no daily double, unfortunately, but there is a final Jeopardy question. So, you guys ready for the categories?
Let's do it.
All right. Here are the categories. Cradle of quarterbacks.
Self-explanatory.
Joe Tiller. Then a defensive ends. Drew Brees. Season openers. And rivalry games. And I didn't do a random draw, but Lynch, since you're the oldest, you go first.
Oh, perfect.
This app.
Let's do season openers for 200.
I thought for sure you're pulling 1,000 for the first one. I was banking on that.
200. Who did Purdue open the season against in 2025?
Aaron. Ball State. Who is Ball State? Sorry.
There you go. Who is Ball State is correct. Purdue won 31-0. So Aaron's on the board with 200. What would you like next, Aaron?
I'm afraid the Tiller Chiller is not in the Joe Tiller category. So let's go for season openers 400.
Season openers for 400.
Well, I have a question. Hold on. Do we have to wait until you finish reading the question to buzz?
Yeah, if you can.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
For the audio listeners. So.
Yeah.
$400 season opener. Last time Purdue started its season on the road was their starter? Starting quarterback, I should say. I believe. Who was that? Was a buzzer sound? Okay.
Yeah. Is it who is Elijah Sindelar?
Who is Elijah Sindelar? Started in a 34-31 loss at Nevada, August 30th, 2019.
Ugh, man.
Unrelated. Yeah. What was the COVID year? Who was the starter, and was that a road game?
It was a home game against Iowa. Aiden O'Connell started.
That was when Brom couldn't coach that game. It was Brian Brom was the coach.
Correct.
I couldn't remember that game if that was home or on the road.
Evan, you are up.
Let's do Joe Tiller for 200.
Joe Tiller for 200. How many bowl games did Purdue make under Joe Tiller?
I'm trying to think of how many.
I'll do the clock one more time, and if it goes all the way, then
I guess why not.
Evan.
What is 8?
What is 10? Coached 12 seasons, made 10 bowls. So you are now back down to 200.
Tied up.
Aaron.
It goes to not let anyone not answer. So we're going to
I thought Evan still on the board.
Oh, Evan's still on the board.
Yeah.
Evan. Yep.
Joe Tiller. We'll do one more for this. Joe Tiller 400.
Joe Tiller 400. What position did Joe Tiller hold at Purdue from 1983 through 1986?
What is offensive line coach?
What is defensive coordinator?
Ooh, I would have said the exact same thing, Lynch.
What is defensive coordinator?
Trying to store defensive coordinator. I thought
Aaron
for sure.
Is down negative 200 now.
So Danny Hope was always offensive line. I guess I thought Tiller was the same thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy to think the guy who brought basketball and grass to the Big Ten
was
defensive coordinator? Aaron.
No, it's Evan.
Evan, you didn't do that. You guessed.
Cradle of quarterbacks 200, please.
Cradle of quarterbacks for 200. Who was Purdue's quarterback the last time they played Indiana State?
Who is Hudson Card?
Who is Hudson Card is correct.
Your facial expressions are freaking me out when I was like, did I miss that?
Well, the buzzer, I'm still trying to figure out who is what.
This ad is.
Evan, you are up 400 to Aaron's negative 200.
All right. If this ad on this app would stop showing me pictures of dogs, that'd be great.
It means you need another dog.
Yeah. Oh, man. Let's do Cradle of Quarterbacks for 400.
Cradle of Quarterbacks for 400. Who holds the record for the most passing yards in a single game by a Purdue quarterback?
Who's David Blau?
Who is David Blau is correct. 572 yards versus Missouri in a loss on September 15th, 2018. So Aaron is now in the positive.
Coached by Barry Odom.
Yes, with 200. Against. Evan's up 400 to 200. Aaron, what category would you like next?
Let's do Den of Defensive Ends 1,000.
Den of Defensive Ends for 1,000.
Oh, boy.
What two members of the Den are tied for second on Purdue's all-time sacks list? Aaron.
Who is Ryan Kerrigan and Roosevelt Coleman?
Who is Sean Phillips and Ryan Kerrigan with 33.5 sacks? So Aaron is now minus 800. Aaron, next category. Plenty of game left.
Oh yeah.
Let's do season opener for 600.
Season opener for 600. The last time Purdue won a season opener that was a road game, who did they beat?
Road game. I've suddenly forgot every single game Purdue's ever played. I don't know. I don't even know this one.
No guess? Either one of you?
No.
That's fine.
No,
no guess? Oh. Aaron, you have a guess or no?
No. I'm not going
to,
please.
Okay. Toledo, 2007. Purdue won 52-24.
I was like, in my head, I was like, it can't be that far back. It has to be like in the mid, of course, in the mid 2010s, we weren't good. So just like trying to like.
Played too many games on the road to open the season.
So. No. That was a good game.
Aaron.
Let's do season openers 800.
Season openers 800. Who is the last Purdue quarterback to finish their career with an undefeated season opener record? There's a hint. It has to be multiple starts. So at least 2-0.
Two.
At least.
Multiple starts?
So it has to be- like there's some starters who started one game in their career and they won it, but.
I'll take a stab at it. Let's go. Who is Curtis Painter?
Who is Curtis Painter? Is correct. Won the 06 season opener against Indiana State 60-35, the 07 at Toledo 52-24, and against Northern Colorado in 08, 42.
So that was, 10. Yeah, when we played like usually like a Ball State or somebody every like the first. So I was like, at least we won those games.
And he did not start the 05 opener. Brandon Kirsch did.
Yep.
And like, for instance, David Blau only started one season opener in his career. He won it, but it was only
one.
So Evan is up with 1,200 points to Aaron's negative 800.
My concern is I thought I didn't know if it was Robert Marv.
Oh.
Robert won one and lost one season opener.
Because wasn't one of them Notre Dame?
Yep.
Yes.
That's the one, 2010.
Yep. Yes. Yep. We'll just finish the category season openers for 1,000.
Season openers for 1,000. Who did Purdue play in its first season opener in Ross-Ade Stadium? A little bit of a trick question. Not the first game ever in Ross-Ade Stadium history, the first season opener, because Ross-Ade opened for a season ending game the year prior.
Huh.
That was in 50s, right? 40s, 50s?
Try the 20s.
Oh.
No guess, either one of you?
No guess.
This was
Wabash College. The Boilers lost 13-7 on October 3rd, 1925. Wow.
Starting in October.
The year before, they played the first game in Ross-Ade against Indiana.
If I was going to guess, I was going to guess Notre Dame, old or something.
I was going to guess
the Purdue alumni or something.
Yeah.
I was going to guess University of Chicago.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
All good guesses. I gave this question to my dad today on the phone. He randomly guessed Wabash College.
So of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. Mm-hmm.
So season openers is done with. Evan.
Let's do rivalry games for 200.
Rivalry games for 200. When was the last time Purdue beat Notre Dame? Aaron.
What is 2007?
What is 2007 is correct. September 29th, 2007, Jimmy Clausen was a freshman quarterback, starting quarterback for Notre Dame. Purdue won 33-19. So Aaron is now negative 600 to Aaron to Evans, 1,200. Aaron.
Let's do defensive ends for 800.
Den of defensive ends for 800. In what year was the term den of defensive ends officially coined? It was by Tom Schott, who used to work for the athletic department.
Yeah. I'm not confident, my guess.
Please guess. That way make this interesting.
Okay. I'll take it. Tom Schott. I'll buzz in. I'm going to go, what is 2002?
So what is 2004?
I was thinking that because of the Sean Phillips.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And Cliff.
Aaron. Yeah.
Let's go Den of defensive ends for 600.
Since 1999, how many members of the Den have been drafted in the first round?
Before Aaron. I answer, does this include a defensive tackle?
No.
Then what is two?
What is three?
Are you including Quan Short?
No, he was a second round pick anyways.
Was he?
Yeah.
Who are the three?
Karloftis.
Yeah.
Oh, Kerrigan. I totally forgot about Karloftis.
Anthony Spencer.
Yep, I was thinking Spencer and Kerrigan. And I was thinking Quan Short.
Yep.
Oh, man. This game's over.
Curtis scores Evan with 400, Aaron with negative 1200.
The score's gonna be like negative 200, negative 800 by the end of it.
There is Final Jeopardy, remember?
No, that's true.
But you can't wager anything if you don't have anything.
That's true. That's true. Aaron, next up.
Let's do let's do rivalry games for 1,000.
Rivalry games for 1,000. I don't even remember what I put for some of these. So. Who was the last Purdue quarterback to beat Notre Dame, Illinois, and IU in the same season?
Oh, because that was Juice Williams. And
Aaron.
Who is Kyle Orton?
Who is Kyle Orton is correct.
My
in 2004, he won at Illinois 38-30, won at Notre Dame 41-16,
and
against Indiana 63-24. A lot of people say Curtis Painter because in 07, he beat Illinois and Notre Dame, lost to Indiana.
You. Yes, Nelson Starr. Yep.
Yes.
And that was my first thought. That was like, was it Kyle Orton? Obviously, we beat Illinois. We definitely would have beat IU that year, but I don't know about – or beat Notre Dame and IU, but I don't know about Illinois. But
I forgot how close the Illinois game was in 04. Yeah. So Lynch is back in the game now. Minus 200 to Evans 400. Lynch.
Let's do rivalry games for 800.
You guys are scared of Drew Brees category.
Because it's going to be like personal life. That's what I'm afraid of.
As starters, what was Drew Brees, Kyle Orton, and Curtis Painter's combined record versus IU?
Not guessing because I'm not going deeper into that into the red.
Yeah, I don't have a guess.
No guess. 9-2. Drew Brees was 3-0. Kyle Orton and Curtis Painter 3-1.
I knew they had both lost two, but I didn't know how many they won.
Yep. Kyle Orton lost one because they could not get the ball in the end zone for the 1 yard line and a 13-7 loss at Indiana. Curtis Painter lost the Austin Starr game.
Yeah.
This one's Aaron. For Hep.
Yep.
Let's do Drew Brees 1,000.
Isn't it kind of crazy that Drew Brees only started three games against Indiana, but the other guys four?
Yeah.
Billy Dickon was pretty darn good in 97. Drew Brees for 1,000. What other two schools offer Drew Brees? He only had two other
offers. Wow.
Because he tore his knee his junior year in high school.
That's right. I don't know.
Are you considering walk-on offers?
Scholarship offers.
Because I remember A&M was a walk-on offer.
Correct. That was his dream school.
That's where he wanted to go, yeah.
But it was a walk-on offer.
Yep. Yeah. So no guess, either one for you?
Permian High School.
Brown in Kentucky.
I remember Kentucky now. Yeah, I remember it from his book. I forgot about Brown.
Because Chris Berman even gave him a jab in his Hall of Fame introduction. Because Chris Berman's a Brown guy. And yeah.
That's right.
Aaron.
Let's do Cradle Quarterbacks for 1,000.
Cradle of Quarterbacks for 1,000. How many Purdue quarterbacks have been drafted?
You spent a good all amount time. Of time on this.
All
yeah,
time.
That's... All time. Oh, my God. The Final Jeopardy music for this one.
I can't go deeper in the red. All right, we dancer.
What's the scores again?
It is currently Evan's up 400 to Aaron's negative 200.
No guesses.
No guesses. Smart answer, fellas. Why is it not? 14.
Okay.
And there's some I've never heard of on here, okay, and I brought the list on my screen. Dale Samuels in 1953. Lynn Dawson, 1957. Yep, Bob Greasy, 1967. Yep. Mike Phipps, 1970. Yep. Bob Bobrowski, 1974. Craig Nagel, 1976. Mark Vitale, 1977. Mark Herman, 1981. Yep. Scott Campbell, 1984. Jim Everett, 1986. Drew Brees, 2001. Kyler, 2005. Curtis Painter, 2009. And Aiden O'Connell, 2013.
Oh, you don't want to count Jeff George in there?
No. No, I did not. Aaron.
Let's do Drew Brees for 600.
Drew Brees for 600. What school did Drew Brees throw his career-high single-game passing yards record against?
It was Michigan State.
Who is Minnesota? Oh. 522 yards on October 3rd, 1998. Did not play the whole fourth quarter.
Wow. I remember I was going to say Wisconsin. Wasn't it Wisconsin where he threw like 80 times?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But I just remember the Michigan State game being on ESPN Classic all the time.
Yeah. The 98 like one. Yeah. 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 They got him bad in 2000. Boilers went up to East Lansing in between the Ohio State game and the Bucket game, and a bad Michigan State team took it to Purdue. A lot of people forget that. All right. So update score, Evan with 400 points, Aaron with negative 800.
Let's do Drew Brees for 800.
Drew Brees for 800, trying to get back even. Drew Brees finished third in the Heisman in 2000. Who finished ahead of him?
I know one of them.
He finished fourth in the previous year. Aaron.
Who is Chris Winkie? And LT?
So Josh close.
Josh Heupel
and Chris Winkie. Heupel, LT finished fourth, right behind Drew Brees. A guy named Michael Vick was fifth.
I knew Mike. I knew.
Runner-up, Winkie won it. So
I can remember Winkie. Yeah.
I remembered Winkie just because of the winner, but I thought Heupel was fourth and LT was second.
Very close. Had all the right players there. Update score 400 to negative 1600.
Heck yeah.
Still got a chance. There's still categories left. Aaron.
Let's do Joe Tiller 1,000.
Joe T for 1,000. What school beat Joe Tiller the most times?
The most times.
I have ads rolling, so go ahead.
I'll take a guess. I'm going to say, who is Michigan?
Who is Wisconsin? Joe Tiller is 3-9 against Wisconsin.
I was against Wisconsin just because of the fumble, but I was like, no.
Yeah, they he beat him in 97, 2000, and 2003. Was it Evan or Aaron? Excuse me.
Let's do Joe Tiller for 800.
Joe Tiller for 800. Who? What was Joe Tiller's record versus Indiana? Evan,
what is 9-3?
What is 10-2?
I knew it.
2001 and 2007. There's some context clues earlier in the game where we're kind of talking about that.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
But we got a close game now. It's -1400 for Evan, -1600 for Aaron. Aaron's strategy gets him right back into the game.
Let's do cradle quarterbacks for 800.
Cradle of quarterbacks for 800. Who holds the single season passing yards record for Purdue? Aaron.
Who is Curtis Painter?
Who is Curtis Painter is correct with 3,985 yards in 2006. So Aaron now holds the lead at -800 to -1400.
Okay. That 1,000 one was pretty stupid of me to answer.
Aaron.
Let's do Drew Brees for 200.
Drew Brees for 200. Who was Drew Brees' first career start against?
I have no idea.
Not going to answer this one.
Need no answer for either
one
of you?
Nope.
Against USC on the road in the Pigskin Classic, 27-17 loss. Drew was 30 for 52, 248 yards, two touchdowns, and two interceptions.
In a game that was
like 100 degrees on the field.
Yeah.
I forgot they showed that on CBS last year. Yeah.
Yep. Aaron.
Let's do rivalry games for 600.
Rivalry games for 600. Since 2015, what is Purdue's record versus Illinois? I'll even give you a hint here. They've played every year since 2015. So,
they played every year since 2015?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's 11 games.
I think 10.
2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 16. Or since, sorry. I was including 2015, my bad. Okay, yeah. 2016. Sorry.
I believe it's 10. If it's 11, I wish I could look up the answer to see what the...
Well, they won... 15 was Hazel.
Yeah.
They won that game for Hazel. And then 16... I can't remember if Brom lost to him or not. No idea.
Either of you have a guess?
Nope.
I can't think.
No guess, Evan?
Nope.
You're right, 11. 7-4.
Okay.
7-4. Brom did lose to him in a rainy game in 2019.
Yeah, everybody kept getting hurt.
Yep. Aaron.
Let's go Den of defensive ends 200.
Den of defensive ends for 200. Who is Purdue's all-time leader in sacks?
I can't get the train up. Can I have it?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead. My app crashed.
Okay. Who is Ryan Kerrigan?
Who is Roosevelt Colvin? You had the one earlier. Kerrigan was tied for second. Kerrigan and Sean Phillips.
Oh my gosh. But I said, wait. It was tied for second in that one?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was a top two.
Nope. He was tied for second.
Wow, okay.
Roosevelt Colvin, 35 from 95 to 98.
Well, that's kind of why I thought, never mind. That's why I didn't guess Colvin on this one.
I'll go back to that question.
Please go that back one. To that. Oh, yeah, crap. Maybe I should go with my gut more.
The update scoreboard, Aaron, -1,000. Evan, -1,400.
Yep.
Let's go Cradle Quarterback 600.
Cradle of quarterback for 600. What quarterback went 3-0 in his career versus Notre Dame? I believe there's only one quarterback in Purdue history to do so. I hope in my research there was. I hope I'm not wrong.
I'm gonna take a stab at it. Why not? I'm gonna say, who is Mark Herman?
It's Mike Phipps. 1967 to 1969. I hope my research is right in that.
Digging a hole. Yep.
Negative 2,000 and negative 1,000.
It's over.
Aaron, still up.
Let's go Joe Tiller 600.
Joe Tiller 600. Who beat Purdue in Joe Tiller's first game? Evan.
Who is Toledo?
Yep. Who is Toledo is correct. 36-22.
My app. I couldn't
hit turn around and beat Notre Dame the next
week.
Yep.
Negative 1,400 to negative 1,000.
We'll just say 1,400 to 1,000. Make it fun.
All right.
No. We got to keep the negatives in here. You have the board. Go.
Rivalry games 400.
Rivalry games are 400. In what year, was the old Oaken Bucket introduced? Typo. Should say was, not did was.
Go for it.
So rivalry goes way back before, but
yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna say what is 1926?
1926.
I wish you would have ordered that question as what decades, because both of us would have been in the same decade.
Yeah.
My original guess was 1928, so
I subtracted right around it. Years. Right around it. I wouldn't have got that one either. Even though I did a presentation on the old Oaken Bucket when I was in college. I still wouldn't have got that right. Evan, two categories left.
Let's do Drew Brees for 400.
Drew Brees for 400. What was Drew Brees' record in bowl games as a starter? Evan.
What is 2-1?
What is 1-2?
Oh,
beat Kansas State, lost to Georgia, and lost to Washington. He was on the team that beat Oklahoma State, but he wasn't a starter.
Correct.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I forgot about Georgia.
Choke job against Georgia in the Outback.
Yep.
And last, Denver defensive ends for 400. Since 1999, how many members of the Den have been drafted?
Does this include Quan Short?
No.
No. He's a defensive tackle, not a defensive end.
Does this include Ryan Russell?
It probably does include Ryan Russell if he was drafted, yes.
Oh, I'm thinking of just first-round picks.
No, it's got to be everyone.
Oh, no.
Because you're getting me messed up, because some of these guys did splits in regards to playing inside and outside. Short, he was listed defensive tackle, but played on the edge. And are we counting Scorton?
No.
No.
Drafted from Purdue.
Ryan Russell does count.
Okay.
Aaron.
Okay.
I don't even remember what the answer is, so.
What's the score again?
Negative 1,000 and negative 2,200.
What is 5?
I want an answer first before you reveal. What is 11?
What is 11? Nice.
I counted.
What is 11?
I keep thinking early. I'm getting a lot of guys. Can you list them,
Lynch, since 2000, since 99?
So you have Averill.
Yes, Averill was in 08.
Phillips.
Phillips was in 04.
Kerrigan, Russell.
Kerrigan was in what year?
2009?
Yeah, for some reason, Wikipedia. Russell was 2015, but Kerrigan was 2010, but they don't have him. They haven't listed as a linebacker on Wikipedia, but that's wrong.
Well, that's why I was asking, because he was outside linebacker too. So, like,
he is a member of the defensive end. And I got this from a different source than Wikipedia. So,
and then you have Karlaftis.
Yep.
Colvin.
Yep.
Colvin. Oh, Colvin was, I thought he was before
99.
Okay.
There's another one, 99. Cheeky O'Keefer.
Yep. I thought those guys were.
You also got Ray Edwards. Rob Ninkovich, Anthony Spencer.
Rob, yep, I had Ninkovich in here.
Yep.
Spencer, you had one that just threw me off then. Because I, Bailey, I thought, well, I thought Bailey was actually drafted as an edge rusher.
Linebacker.
Yeah.
But good job getting 11.
Yeah, man. Nice that one.
So
I miscounted in there, but we counted.
Well, we're doing Final Jeopardy anyways. Yep. But the score is -2,600 to -1,000. But we're doing Final Jeopardy.
Well, because we're in the debt, I think we should tell you who this show is going to be brought to you by this season. Help pay these bills.
Do it.
Yeah, so back for another season is Mad Mush, sponsoring the Boiler Breakdown. Been serving Boilermakers since 93. Mad Mush is located in the heart of West Lafayette and is well known as the home of the original cheese stick. But when any of the crew of the Boiler Breakdown is in town, we like to sit down, have an ice cold beer, and try out the latest pizza of the month, which don't have it up, but try it out.
Yes, we'll let you know next week what the pizza of September will be. And we'll also have a promo code for you next week, too.
Correct. So. But whenever you're in town, can't go wrong with cheese sticks, can't go wrong with grinders.
Yep.
Staple. And you're right across from one of the great establishments on campus, too.
Yep.
It's perfect. It's perfect. Then you can go to the bookstore and buy some stuff afterwards.
There you go.
Support the local economy, folks. Mad Mushroom. Feed your head.
Happy to have them back on board. They've been a sponsor of the Boiler Breakdown since 2020.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. And the shop's back on board too, who has been a sponsor just as long, if not 2021.
Yeah, it's around the same time. Happy to have the shop back again for another year. For over a decade, they've been your favorite local t-shirts. You can visit them if you're in Indianapolis, visit them in Carmel, Broad Ripple, downtown Indy, as well as online at theshopindy.com. Next time you are shopping online, use promo code breakdown and get free shipping off your entire order.
Yes, it's going to be a fun season with both sponsors on board. Yes.
Should be dropping some football stuff soon. They did IU last week, so they should do Purdue coming up.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I need some new stuff. Final Jeopardy. How do we want to do this?
Oh, we can't wager anything.
I'm wagering everything.
You can't wager anything because you don't have anything. So
you know what? We're going to break the rules. You can wager whatever you want.
What is this? The U.S. economy?
yes, it is. Money. So, but we'll wait till afterwards to see what you guys wagered, if anything. I mean, I have a feeling Aaron's not wagering nothing. So
I'm at -2,600 or whatever.
Yes, and Aaron's at -1,000. But here is the question. Besides IU and Illinois, what school has Purdue played the most? Answers ready?
Yes, sir.
The answer is Iowa, 94 times. Evan, what'd you put in for how much?
I put who is Minnesota for everything.
You can't wager what you don't have.
Don't tell me what I can't do.
Aaron.
I have what is Northwestern, and I wagered zero.
Zero.
Because you can't wager what you don't have.
Well, we broke the rules, and Aaron is the winner with -1,000 to -4,200. Thanks for playing, everybody, for the first edition of the Boiler Breakdown Jeopardy.
Might be my last of this, right? I don't know.
Hey, I think we'll have to do one basketball season.
Yeah, much rather that one.
But it was very hard for me to come up with five questions for each category. I did like three, and then I had to really dig.
The records one really messed with me, just trying to think on the spot. Yeah.
Yep. That's why I was like, at first, like I had the timer and I'm like, we're not doing the timer. That's too quick. Way too fast.
When's the bye week this year?
October 24th, whatever week that is. So October 24th.
We'll do it. I'll host.
All right.
Love you it. Both love can have play. It.
Love I can send you. Field. I can send you the software.
You can send it to me. We'll do some ladies in there.
I'm already scared of the questions they're going to be asked.
Oh, it's going to be obscure.
God.
I was hoping the Tiller one would have the Tiller Chiller. What was the price of the Tiller Chiller?
How many ounces?
How many ounces did the Tiller Chiller hold with a picture of it?
What year did Purdue start selling beer?
Yeah.
Not soon enough.
Yeah.
Well, that's true on that one. I'm not going to lie.
But fun way to kick off the season, something we've never done in the history of the pod, which started this thing as an individual podcast in 2019. Mm-hmm. Spinoff in 2018. So it's rocking and rolling. Rocking and rolling. We'll be back next week with our Purdue season, 2026 season preview. We'll be answering questions that Evan has for us. We'll be making some predictions.
We're going to record game by game, confidence points.
Yep. All that good stuff.
Can we do some predictions, though, for this weekend since college football is back officially?
Why not? Sure.
All right. First game of the season kicking off in Ireland. We got TCU versus Bill Belichick's Tar Heels.
Sonny Dyke's going to take it to good old Billy Boy. Give me the Horned Frogs.
Yeah,
you went
DCU.
You know what happened to his GM? What did they ever come out and publicly say what he
something
did?
Something shady. I don't know, but something shady. Here's a question for you guys. Will Bill Belichick be the coach of the Tar Heels when they visit Ross State next year?
Nope.
Yes, because I think he's owed a heck of a lot of money.
Yeah. That's true. His old quarterback is going to be starting for Wake Forest. Gio Lopez.
And his old quarterback starting for Purdue.
That's true. Yeah. His quarterback for a month.
He does not count. All right. Next game on the slot. And I'm just going to go down times in your guys' time zones. So it'll be quicker. NC State at Virginia. This is
a conference game.
Conference game.
In week zero. That's that's kind of what I'm a little.
Virginia made the ACC title game last year. NC State's supposed to be pretty good. Dave Dorn is 14th year in Raleigh this year. Remember when Purdue was interested when they ended up getting Daryl Hazel. Give me the Wolfpack.
Is Rivers kid starting this game?
I don't think he is their starting quarterback right now.
Okay.
Give me the Hoos at home.
Okay. This game, I don't know why it's on CBS Sports Network. I thought it was supposed to be on CBS. But we got North Dakota State making their FBS debut against Jacksonville State.
Give me North Dakota State. I know nothing about Jacksonville State.
Yeah, so. Give me North Dakota State.
Give me Jack State here, going up north playing in the Fargo Dome. All right, and then we got some fun ones. This one's on NBC, which I was a little surprised they picked this game up. San Jose State at USC.
USC's gonna kill them.
Yeah.
Are they gonna? I thought I saw the early spread being 30.
I thought it was 32. I think they cover it. USC's gonna have a very good offense this year.
Yeah.
I think Maliava is going to be a Heisman dark horse this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If he has good year, which he will, Lincoln should be all right.
Yeah. All right. We got a few more here. Hawaii at Stanford.
Give me Hawaii. Stanford's going to be garbage.
I
think that is the toughest Power Four job in the current culture of college athletics.
No, ours is.
No.
Ours is. How is it not ours? They literally have NFL players that will support them, and they have a GM that should still be playing in the NFL, in my case, if it wasn't a Purdue alum.
I think Purdue attracts better talent than Stanford in the current day. They've like gave up a couple of years ago.
That's why they hired Andrew Luck.
Help us.
Well, there are two. I don't think that's the hardest job. Okay. I think ours is. I truly do. Because they can lean on one of your favorite players of McCaffrey.
Yes.
And
but do those guys give anything to him? I don't know.
McCaffrey's right there in San Francisco.
So they got Tiger freaking Woods, and I don't think he helps.
That's golf, and he does. We're not talking golf. But I'm talking the football players, and they still have Solomon Thomas. Like, they have more guys in the NFL. Like, who do we got, George?
I would argue Purdue's not the hardest job in the Big Ten.
It's bottom quarter.
Yeah, but yeah. I think Rutgers is tougher.
I would agree.
Yeah. You're just playing with them. That's why. All right, next game. This one I'm actually keen on. I don't know if you both are staying up. I might with a new young child. Memphis at UNLV.
Dan Mullen's a hell of a coach. Give me UNLV. Yeah,
give me UNLV.
Who's Memphis's new coach?
Sommerfeld's
at Arkansas.
Yeah. I don't even know.
Let me look that up.
I never heard of. Probably some offensive coordinator or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, because when we talked about Carousel last year, that was a job we didn't. Charles Huff.
Oh, he used to be a Marshall. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a good coach.
Yeah.
Give me the Tigers in that one.
That would kill UNLV's chance to make the playoff, I think, already.
It would. That would bury them. The game's on Fox, too, so it's national broadcast.
That'll be that's an intriguing game for a lot of the matchups.
Yeah. It definitely is. I'm surprised some of these aren't on ABC and CBS, by the way, being week zero. But and then the last game. Newly minted, it's a conference game. The newly minted Sacramento State travels to Eastern Michigan.
Oh, Mac gets the Mac game.
Sean Jackson's their head coach, isn't he? Sacramento State?
I don't know. I thought it was. Where's Vic? I thought Vic was.
Or is Vic their head coach? And Deshaun's like their offensive coordinator, because I think. Who are they playing?
Lonzo Carter is the head coach of Sac State.
Oh.
No idea. Give me Eastern Michigan on their gray field.
Yeah, give me the Eagles.
Yep, I'm going to have to say the Eagles on this one. So, good game. I would say decent slate of games for week zero. I don't think
that nice appetizer.
Games, yeah.
I don't like that these conference games are kicking off on week zero.
No.
I really think this probably should be a showcase for FCS, if anything.
I would agree.
That's
what it really should be, like an FCS, like,
just spotlight.
People are dying.
People would watch it. Exactly. People would watch. I remember when Nebraska and Illinois played over in Ireland in 2021. We kick off the year with a conference game.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Awful.
I know I'd be a halt against this because the CFP is going to dominate December, probably moving forward right after, unless conference championships go away. I would be open to putting the Game of Honor in this week.
That'd be cool.
Because it would easily be the center of attention. You could have other games, but you could have it actually on national broadcast at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
They'll never do it. Because that's one tradition, they won't go away. But I like that idea.
Trump signed it into law. It can't move.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
It happened last year.
But you know what is traditions anymore? I mean, Ryan Day is moving their senior day up to their opening game. So I mean,
right?
Jeez. What a soft move.
I'm sorry, that's cowardice.
I know.
It's so stupid.
Say your opponent's not in your head without saying your opponent's not in your head. My gosh. It's not that big a distraction.
The funny thing is, it's not going to change. Like, the players are still going to feel all those emotions. Like,
exactly.
That last game, it's the last game.
Yeah.
They're still going to beat Michigan this year.
They should.
Underwood can't throw.
It's true.
You're not wrong.
It's true.
Previewing, because national hot seat coaches. Any coaches on the national hot seat besides Norvell and Fickell that you think
Norvell's on the hottest one? I think your boy Loxley is on the hot seat.
No. No. They're gonna have us. They're gonna roll this year.
Let's roll 6-6.
Here, because we're not going to be talking about them next week. We're going to talk about the Maryland football team right now.
Oh, God.
Their first three games are, in my opinion, all winnable. They play Hampton.
Yeah.
Next week. They play at UConn.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Because that's the CBS game that week. They play at Virginia Tech comes there. That's the night game. I think that's actually NBC on the 19th. They don't have to travel out to UCLA. Chesney and the boys have to come out this way. And then they play Nebraska. That, to me, they could easily be 3-2.
Could be. Yeah.
Start out.
Yeah, we'll see.
Then the rest of their schedule is Ohio State. Loss.
Rutgers,
win. Maryland. Yeah. I mean, Illinois. Potential win.
Yeah.
Us. Win.
Potential win.
Just because it's homecoming. Wisconsin, we'll see if Fickell's not even there.
Yeah.
I think they regret not hiring Jim Leonard. But
yeah.
SC at SC, loss.
Loss.
And Penn State at home, loss. Mm. They could be 7-5.
Okay. All right. I don't know if that's rolling, but
that's rolling.
Bowl.
That is rolling.
Well, we know Lynch is going to pick every time the Terps are in predictions. So,
yep.
But,
absolutely.
Fun episode, boys. Thanks for putting up with me and my dumb categories and my questions. But follow us on all social media at Boiler Break Pod. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube. And make sure you're following us on your favorite audio podcast platform. If that's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, give us a 5-star rating and review. That really helps us. And tune in next Tuesday night, as we'll be kicking things off for the 2026 Purdue football season. Have a good week, everybody.